City leaders across the country, including many in Atlanta, want to minimize off-street parking. They think it'll reduce congestion and get more people to walk and use transit. But what to do about parking lots and decks that have been around for decades and just aren't attracting traffic anymore? WABE's Kate Sweeney brings us part three of our look at parking in Atlanta.
Downtown is home to some 90,000 parking spaces, many of which sit unused most of the time. And Jennifer Ball says we've hit a threshold.
So I think in downtown's case, we are in a point in our redevelopment and revitalization where some of the parking lot land is now more valuable to be buildings than it is to continue to be held just for parking.
Ball is VP of Planning and Economic Development for Central Atlanta Progress. The group wants to transform downtown into a dense, walkable community. But that work has its challenges. First off, the people who built lots and decks that have sat here for decades, they usually weren't developers. They were the owners of buildings in a downtown that was emptying out post-war.
The city was growing and sprawling, and we wanted to accommodate these new cars that everyone was buying. And so it was the wave of the future for everyone to be able to drive to work and have a great place to park their car.
And so people tore down their downtown buildings, sometimes their houses, and built parking lots to earn a little money. Some of these lots and decks have been owned by the same family for generations.
And then the properties are put into a trust for their heirs, and then that gets handed down generation after generation. And so you're trying to convince 16 or 18 different heirs that that they should sell. So it gets complicated.
Then they have to agree on a price.
The fact that the property, while in our eyes underutilized, it's still generating revenue potentially from the parking that is occurring there. And many of the lots that we're looking at today have billboards in them that are deriving income. So the value that a developer wants to spend in order to redevelop it doesn't always align with what the property owner thinks their property is worth.
There are grants to help developers offer higher payouts, and academics have floated solutions like raising property taxes for underdeveloped land. But that move would require a change to Georgia's state constitution. Meanwhile, Ball says some owners may be waiting for a really big break, the next Bank of America tower, say, and not a six-story apartment building like the one going up here.
So is this where they're building the...
This is Post, yeah. So Post Properties, the Post Centennial.
Post Centennial Park will be an apartment complex with more than 400 units, spanning the two blocks across the street. Blocks that, like many in this neighborhood, for years housed parking lots. Ball says it took years to convince owners of those lots to sell. But there will be parking in this complex. Post Centennial's park and garage will offer one space per bedroom, which Ball says is pretty standard for downtown.
But, you know, if we build big built-in parking garages, isn't that incentivizing people to drive in the long run?
It is. It's a really, it's a tricky wicket because we certainly want to encourage more housing in downtown. And if in 2016 that means that we need to provide a parking space for those apartments, then we certainly understand that.
It's a balancing act, she says, that may include plans to tear down those garages in a future with better transit and infrastructure for pedestrians and cyclists. As downtown tries to strike that balance, surely the rest of the city will be watching. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.